Unit 4. Listening. Activities 1 and 2.
Hi everyone, my name's Susie and I'm here to talk about the life of a ballet dancer. I started dancing as a child at a local dance academy, but then was lucky enough to be selected for a vocational dance school. My parents wanted me to have a second string to my bow, so I also studied accountancy, not as a long-term career plan, but as a kind of insurance policy. The training was physically draining, and I nearly gave up several times, but luckily, I persevered. Aspiring young dancers who get into a prestigious ballet school imagine that'll set them up for life, but they're wrong. After I graduated, I was unprepared for how difficult a professional contract was to come by. There's so much competition within the industry, everyone wants to be a star. But as with any job, you start on the bottom rung of the ladder. In my case, in the back row of the chorus. But I learnt so much there, especially self-discipline and where my strengths lay. What's a ballet dancer's everyday life like? It's often routine, some say mundane, but in my opinion, striving for perfection makes it rewarding. Every day begins with a class involving repetition of exercises to warm up the body. We practice in front of a mirror. That's not vanity, it's so we can spot any minor mistakes and correct them. It's all about getting everything exactly right, and this can cause some to overextend. At first, I was shocked by the number of supports some dancers were told to wear in class, but fear of injury is always there. Men find jumping and lifting puts strain on their feet, so they get bad ankles. When dancing on point, a woman's entire body weight is on her toes, potentially causing broken bones and bleeding. Physiotherapists deal with these issues daily and encourage us to work hard to overcome them. One described us as hard as nails, another as tough, but I prefer determined. In the past, if a dancer was injured, they'd just go away and rest. Now we're taught to do proper rehabilitation, which I appreciate. I'm often asked whether ballet dancers are born or made, and genetics are important. Not everyone is cut out for the life of a dancer. These days, though, it's all about science. Many people don't realise the hours we spend in a gym being monitored by computers. It's almost clinical. Sports scientists study our training methods. I learnt early on that my problem was flexibility, and improving that has been a long and painful journey. In my dance company, we rehearse 2 or 3 different ballets simultaneously. This means we have to be on top form all the time, but I love the variety. I might be a peasant, a queen, or a swan, and I must make the audience believe in me. When I spend so much time focusing on technique, it's easy to downplay acting, which is crucial for selling the story. Finally, what marks out successful dancers? It's that magical spark that some call musicality, others charisma, but I think it's stage presence. I'm so lucky to be able to do it.